And welcome back to the Greg Herenda Show. And we really, really do have every woman FDU's favorite jewel. Channel 9, Channel 11. We have Brenda Blackman on the Greg Herenda Show. Welcome, Brenda.
Oh, my God. I actually made it to the show. I am so excited.
You are on, girl.
No, you are on. I cannot believe you are the man. You're going to be playing in a capacity crowded stadium of over 20,000 at the University of Kentucky. You get to play at the University of Notre Dame. You won't be playing. You'll be coaching.
Coaching
at DePaul University. I have a nephew there. I'm going to be at every single game. I am so excited. I'm so happy for you and the team. I got to see you guys in action the other night at the Pinnacle Society dinner.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You made me love basketball.
Were you impressed with, forget about me, were you impressed with our players? And the whole event was great. What'd you think about our guys?
They are so Jersey. I love that. I love that you have taken young men from this area. I mean, there are some from other areas, too. I love
sure.
It's the same.
Yep.
But you have taken New Jersey young men. You have inspired them. You have given them ideas about how they can give back to the community. You are taking these young men at a young age and saying, you not only are going to be wonderful people yourselves, but you are going to do something in the community right now to make other people be inspired to. take our breath away with what you do and what you do to inspire positivity in others. I love it.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and I need you on our PR team here because you sell it as well as anybody.
Look, whenever you're an FDU grad, you are on
Amen.
The PR team automatically.
Tell me about this. You're from Columbus, Georgia. How do you find, even know about, have an inkling about Fairleigh Dickinson University up here in good old New Jersey? How does that happen, Brenda?
I grew up a colored girl in Columbus, Georgia. I didn't know a squat, scat. It's a God thing. It's strictly a God thing. I mean, I went from that small town and got to be on television. I mean, there were no other blacks on TV before me.
Right.
So I went from there. There was a guy there who said, you know what? There's a woman in Nashville who can't find a way in the fog. So I got a job in Nashville. And then I found my way to New York City because I met the news director there who was trying to find someone for a show called 9 Broadcast Plaza.
Okay.
I learned to say plaza, by the way, because I used to say plaza.
Exactly.
In New York.
Yes.
So I got a chance to work with some great people, and the shows evolved, and I would do anything and everything. If they wanted the floor swept, I probably would have done that.
Yes.
So I moved from 130th Market to 30th Market to the number one market. What can I say?
And now your transition to Fairleigh Dickinson. So when did you matriculate? When did you actually go to the university?
I met a wonderful woman. I call her Mom at Night. She just celebrated her 95th birthday.
Yes.
And I told her, I said, you know, I never did finish University of Georgia back in the day. She said, girl, you have got to finish college. There's no such thing as not finishing
Mom
college.
Mom at Night.
So I went back to FDU as an adult student.
Yes.
And I got my BA in communications in 01.
In 01. I love that.
Yes.
Now,
I marched across the stage.
Yes.
The president of the college went,
I know her.
I went to school in the morning, and I did the news at night. And the students didn't know me because they were young. I had a baseball cap on and no makeup. By the way, have you had a chance to get much of a question in since we started?
No, you just keep talking, girl. I love it. I love it.
So, and then I said, well, why not? I'll get my MPA. My daughter and I had a bet. I said, I will get my degree before you get yours. She finished high school, and I finished college on the same day. We had a great celebration.
That is awesome. Your daughter, Kelly.
Yes. And then I said, I'm going to get my master's before you get your college degree.
Wow.
And we both got our degrees again at the same time.
That is
so I got my master's
very
cool. in 2013.
Yes. That is, and you were a cum laude. I don't want to embarrass
Aww,
you. Is that?
Gee whiz. There you
I,
go
we did some research on your grades here, you know.
Oh, don't go back to that. But it was so funny. One of my professors did not know who I was, and she was said she
right.
was at home going through papers, and her husband said, "Do you know who that is?" And she's like, "No, what?
Right,
this
right.
is one of my students." He goes, "You check it out again." So then when she came back to class the last day, she
yeah.
goes, "Oh, you didn't tell me who you were." I said,
"That."
We've been friends ever since.
Brenda, did you come in contact with the late Ken Verkins? Did he help you through, or did you know
oh
Ken Verkins,
God,
the dean?
Oh, my God, what a wonderful, loving man.
Oh, my God, yes. He passed this past year, and we just had a tremendous celebration of his life on
yes.
campus. And there's so many people, not exactly like you, but like you, that come back to the university to further their degrees and go back to school or get their primary degree. It's just an amazing, just talk a little bit to the people out there that aren't as educated on Fairleigh Dickinson University and the opportunities that the university provides.
Oh my God, it's endless. First of all,
yeah.
if not for one of my teachers at Fairleigh, again, someone else who's passed away,
right.
she made sure that I took a course, and it's a basic course that all students have to take
yes.
in the basic curriculum. And it teaches you about your history.
Okay.
Had I not learned about my own history, I had to, you know, call up aunts and uncles and
right.
say, "I don't know anything about my history."
Sure.
But I got to learn about my great-great-grandmother, who was a slave.
Yes.
Who actually had gotten sick while plowing the fields down in Georgia one day.
Wow.
And her name, and she said, you know, "Can I please, you know, go back to the shack and lay down?" And the slave owner said no. She died at the plow
oh my
that day.
God.
And so I started dedicating every speech that I did to Grandma Jane, because I said, because she cannot stand here today, you
Amen.
Know, I will,
Amen.
And I will continue to spread education and the importance of education.
Sure.
If I had not gone to that class, been educated
you would not
about
have
the
known
importance
that.
Of history,
yes.
I would not have known about her.
That's incredible.
And my own history.
And how do you feel now that you've won 4 Emmy Awards. Is that correct? You worked with, I remember back
in 4 Emmys, more than a dozen APs, a couple of RTNDs. You know what? I have tables and books and walls and
yes.
stuff. But you know what? That's not the important thing. I think if you can get through any day and avoid all of the politics and pettiness and be more positive and motivated
right. sure.
and not talk so much about your private life and spread it all over social media, but instead to just inspire people
yes.
to see children and talk to children in positive ways, to talk to fellow adults in positive ways, to do as you do. You
I
inspire
try.
Those guys every day to go out and let them know they can be heroes, they can be victorious over anything and everything. They can be winners regardless of whether their score is the biggest at the end of a game.
Right.
But know that they are big and they are better than
wow.
any obstacle that comes in front of them. That's what it's all about. And that's what Fairleigh teaches you.
Amen. And I try. And it's not easy. It's in this day and age, it's not easy, but it's done. And you've done so much. Your share program and
you know
the
what?
Kelly I Fund. I mean, you're a person that reaches out. Tell me about what you personally do.
Well, SHARE is a group that I've been thankfully a part of for the last 15 years. It's a support group for women with breast and ovarian cancer. And quite honestly, mostly I just show up and I give a face and a voice to just a great cause.
Right.
But women who need that support can go there. And unfortunately, I know more and more people who have
yes.
breast and ovarian cancer. My best friend died of breast cancer, and you know, I love her to death, and I have symbols all around my home, and I miss
sure.
Marianne every single day, and just other people I know. But you know, I have a few things closest to my heart, and After You, of course, is one of them. But
I
the other
that.
Is the Lupus Research Alliance. I started the Kelly Fund after I found out my daughter, of course, had lupus.
Yes.
That was the most trying experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I started walking for the Lupus Research Alliance when I found out about her. And that was, I can't believe it's been so long ago.
And she's doing well now, Brenda?
There's no such thing as getting well with lupus.
Right, right.
Once you have it forever.
Yes.
She was diagnosed then in 2007, mm-hmm. went into a coma overnight, you know, an overnight stay at a hospital resulted in a coma, 52-day stay in the hospital.
Wow, that's difficult.
Doctors said she's not going to make it, so hooked up to life support. I promise I won't cry this time because we don't have that much time on the air.
I know. You're okay.
But, you know, when somebody tells you your daughter is going to die and they're going to take her off life support,
yes.
it changes your life and the way you think about things. But, you know, when, you know, God pays attention, thankfully. And
that's so right.
She had to learn how to walk and talk again. And
God bless her.
Yes, and a miracle happened. But you know that. And, I mean, you
yes.
know about miracles. You've had your own. Your family's head.
And it seems like Kyle must be a huge part of that miracle as well,
yes.
her husband.
Yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, and that's why we started working with the Lupus Research Alliance. They're all about research, and we believe that research is what's going to find a cure. Just this week,
sure.
I went into New York every day because we asked LRA, got scientists from all over the world who come here once a year for what's called the Forum for Discovery, and they gave
wow.
their latest ideas from all universities and colleges and hospitals all around the country
wow.
and the world, and
sure.
they gave their latest ideas about cures and how to make people feel better with lupus. You know, we talk about big pharma a lot,
right.
and, you know, consider it the big bad, you know, thing. In fact, there was for some other disease recently, I heard that pharma had said, no, they were going to do this too, it's expensive to
right.
cure this one thing. But then they rolled it back and said, you know what? We found another little something we can,
exactly.
we can change, and we're going to do it anyway. Well, that's how it often is. There's billions, sometimes billions of dollars that's going to go into something to help fix a cure or help
yes.
someone where only, say, 100,000 people are going to be affected, but
right.
it's going to cost them $50 million,
right.
but they do it.
They have to.
And you know what? That's how we are at FDU.
Amen.
Think about the number of students we help.
Yes.
And we're going to have to spend a lot of money
yes.
to get them to the education they need, but it's worth it.
Totally worth
Greg,
it.
Greg, isn't it so worth it?
Well, it affects the future of not only Fairleigh Dickinson University, it affects the future of the world that we exist in today. And today, if you
right.
watch, it's hard to watch the news today.
It really is.
It's so deflating. But when I watched you on Channel 9, I always think of Channel 9, and I never thought that I'd have you, I'd ever meet you, but I just loved watching you because you exude positivity and optimism, and you're just it just flows. So when I met you, I think it was at the picnic out in Florham a year or two ago.
Yes.
I was just in awe. And I remember you. Did you work with Roland Smith first, or was it Ernie Onassis?
Roland is such a doll. He is the nicest.
Good. How is he now?
He's doing great, and he does a television show. And
get out. Okay.
Now a podcast as well, but he is just wonderful. And
yeah.
you know what? Roland to me is like the epitome of intellect.
Yes.
And you know, I'll tell you one thing that I love, and especially that an education gives you that. Is
yep.
history.
Right.
And when you really know your history.
That's right.
You know, people love to talk. People love to go on social media and give their opinions about things.
Sure.
But you really need to know your history.
That's right.
And you know what, Greg? You're an educated man. You don't just talk to be talking.
Right.
You talk because you know.
Well, yeah.
And you know facts.
I try to. And I know good people. And obviously,
yeah.
Fairleigh Dickinson knows good people because now you're on the board of trustees. You actually, Kenny, Brenda actually owns this radio. Is that true? We did some research. Kenny, who owns the radio station?
The license of WFDU is owned by the Fairleigh Dickinson Board of Trustees. Which
there you
Brenda
go. You own
member.
It. You own
you
this,
know one
Brenda.
Thing
you're
I
my
really
boss, Brenda.
To enjoy doing. I am also an adjunct professor in the School of Public and Global Affairs.
I
love teaching.
Oh,
I love watching
yes.
the faces of not only young people, but I get a chance to teach adults. many adults just like myself
right.
who are coming back to school. And they're saying, you
awesome.
Know, I have a wife, I have a kid, you know, I know it's Saturday morning, this is the only day that I could be at home mowing the lawn and raking the leaves, but
right.
instead, I'm here. I'm here for 3 hours, I'm committed to getting my education because I'm going to be a better parent
yes.
because I have an education. And that means so much.
Yes. How did you become, well, twofold. How did you become an adjunct professor? Did you volunteer or did they reach out to you and ask you to teach the class?
I had a wonderful professor, Dr. Bernard Dick, and okay. he taught me. And then he said, Brenda, you should teach. And I went, you know, I've always wanted to teach. He goes, oh, you got to teach. So
yes.
I taught my first class undergrad. And the name of it, I said, I don't even know what am I going to teach. He goes, think of the name yourself. And I said, well, you know, the only thing I really know how to do right now is teach somebody how to be an anchor. So
right.
the first class I taught back in 01
okay.
was So You Want to Be an Anchor.
I love
and
it.
I actually took the class through every, we would go outside and I'd make sure it was either snowing or raining and say, okay. And I would film them with my phone.
That
or, I
is
won't say
great.
Film with the phone, but
yeah.
shoot them with my phone. And they would have to either give the weather, do a live shot, but I wanted them to get the feel of what it would be like to be an anchor.
Sure.
And we did everything. It was fun.
That's...
It was so much fun.
And are you teaching a course this semester?
This semester? No, I opted out this semester
okay.
because I'm planning a trip to Israel. And
wow.
it's going to take all I can to get ready for that trip.
Gotcha.
But I have had the wonderful opportunity to teach graduate students in employee relations
sure.
and contemporary management issues. So I, you know, I do everything. And I love it. I just
oh, God, yeah. And the board, being on the Board of Trustees, how does that happen? I think I know how it happens. But in your situation, how were you approached and why did you become so convicted to being part of the university to be on that board of trustees?
Well, believe it or not, I first joined back with our previous president. When Michael first asked me, I said, yes, of course. That was in 2011.
Yeah.
And I served from 2011 to 2014.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, I left after Channel 9 closed their news department.
Yep.
And then I came back when I joined Channel 11. And I've always wanted to just
you
do more.
Back.
I've always wanted
yes.
to give back because
yes.
of the wonderful education I believe I received
yes.
at Fairleigh Dickinson University. So
awesome.
I was in Staples the other day, and I was buying something. And I said, by the way, what college did you go to? Because it was talking with another couple of guys are talking about their engineering degrees.
Sure.
And I said, well, you know, FDU has a great engineering department.
Yes.
So I find myself talking about
you're selling it
wherever I am,
you sell
wherever
it.
I go. And he was like, well, I was thinking about working on my master's. I said, oh, my God, that is the place to go.
All in. You are an ambassador. Tell me this.
We are ambassadors, right?
Well, we have to be. Brenda, tell me this. Are you on television, radio, any kind of forum right now officially?
Officially?
Or why not?
No.
Like, why are you not, like, in front of the camera? Like, why are you not have a show? I mean, come on. Who is your agent? You should be my agent, and I could be your agent. I need you on.
I did just get an agent, and
good.
Only because some things have changed.
Yep.
And
yeah,
but I have been working honestly. I think I've been working hard with a couple of boards that I'm a member of. For instance, I'm secretary with the Lupus Research Alliance.
Sure,
and we've been doing lots of videos to raise money and to raise awareness about lupus. And that is,
that's
of course,
that's
good in my
huge.
Heart
no,
because
amen.
I'm working to try and save my daughter's life.
Yeah, well, that's
that is most important.
God bless
and,
you and her.
You know, with FDU, we just want to make sure that the students get the best experience they can. You know about that new center, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Greg Olson came and dropped a lot of money. There's so many great people that have either gone that are connected to this university, and that's
yeah.
the reason I do the show is just to let people know about Brenda Blackman and about Greg Olson and about all the, you know, the Bill O'Neills and the Ken Verkins. It's a jewel, and we're in the shadow of the Empire State Building, so that we're not in the middle of nowhere here. This is big time. And
big time. But, you know, I don't know how many people know what you're doing big time and nearly $500,000 you're bringing because of the big schools we're going to be playing.
Well,
have you mentioned that, Greg?
Well, which you can mention it for me, but I think...
DePaul.
University
of Notre Dame.
Now, who is that? And Kentucky. Those are big time games now.
Yes.
And it's not going to be easy, but with people...
I know, but just to be there. Are we talking $400,000, or am I mistaken?
We're talking a considerable amount of money for the university. But you know what's worth more than that is having you on my show. I can't thank you enough for everything
that you've done.
A special shout out to Sergeant William Jackson, Internal Affairs in Jersey City. Now that's a job.
Yes.
But you are absolutely like one of the great ones. We're going to turn out the lights on this interview.
#FDU. #Unite.
And we're going to go #TeddyPendergrass on the way out. Brenda.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You are the best.
You are.
Thanks for being on. And we'll be back with more of the Greg Herenda Show after this.
I'm Brenda Blackman. You're listening to The Greg Herenda Show on WFDU.